Seven past two, charges, which sound awful. Charges are dropped. It's a part of a divorce. We know how heated that can be. And should this be a part of the conversation? So this involves Representative Jeff Dotseth. This has been out there the last couple days. The DFL chimed in yesterday and said that the Republican representative, Jeffrey Dotseth, should suspend his reelection campaign, citing the reports of abuse allegations. Okay? First-term Republican. He's from Kettle River. Tribb had this yesterday. CARE and other outlets took it further. I'm reading from a CARE 11 story. This is a citation in court records from Sherburne County going back to 2008. Points out the fact that Dotseth was subject to a protection order and temporarily barred from possessing firearms at the time. The House Majority Leader, Democrat, Jamie Long, said the behavior, whether it was yesterday or years ago, one is unacceptable and not fitting for an elected representative. Part of what was laid out in the divorce proceedings, again, going back to 08, from his ex-wife, Penny. And they're startling. I've been choked, punched, kicked, slapped, pinned down, smothered, and had my hair pulled. In 94, so this is 14 years preceding this, Jeff slammed me up against the wall, had me pinned to the wall, all weight on me. I couldn't move my arms, and he was choking me. Only thing I could do was spit in his face. Horrifying, right? Another attack where then 9-year-old child rescued her by throwing a plastic chair at Dotseth. The child, Brandon, is a son from a previous marriage, also provided an affidavit as part of the divorce case asserting that he had been punched, slapped, choked, thrown, hit with things, and kicked by him. The divorce file also contains a sworn affidavit from the representative denying and disputing the abuse claims. He referred to himself as a nonviolent person and said his wife was the person who instigated their arguments and abused him. Again, in the divorce proceedings, I believe the petitioner, again, that's the ex-wife Penny, has anger management issues. She has spit in my face, thrown objects at me, frequently hit me, pulled my hair. When she becomes angry and gets violent, communication is difficult. Among the comments and statements that Dotseth offered up yesterday, more than 15 years ago, I went through an extremely difficult divorce and child custody dispute. There were hurtful allegations made against me that I deny, including a sworn affidavit I filed under oath under penalty of perjury. Ultimately, the charge was dismissed. I pled guilty to disorderly conduct. I now have a cordial relationship with an ex-wife and have worked to put this difficult chapter of my life behind me. Ken Martin blamed the House Republican caucus, saying the fact that the representative concealed this information from the voters when he barely won his seat 2 years ago is outrageous. Ken Martin, again, the DFL chair, said he had rumors about his past, of Dotseth's past, and said, what did the House GOP leadership know? When did they know it? Okay. So then you hear from Lisa Damoth, the House Minority Leader. She says this: domestic violence is an absolute red line for me. It's never acceptable under any circumstance. This case was resolved through the legal process more than 15 years ago, concluding with no charge or conviction for domestic assault. I spoke with the representative and reiterated the contents of what was in the affidavit, denying the allegations. So what do you say about this? Now, let me point out again, it just matters again which party has the individual who's involved in the allegation. So often, right? If this was a Democrat, as we've witnessed with Nicole Mitchell, it would be by most, let's let the proceedings play out. Well, that's in that case. In this case, the proceedings have played out. And if you want to defend the person involved, the charges were dropped. Do I think the majority of people who are in elected office, when it involves frightening charges, breaking in, physical harm to a wife, do they default to, well, are you my party or are you out of my party? Way too much. Yes, they do. It's the echo chamber, which is throughout America. When I read these, I recoil how awful these seem to be. And if true, it would be case closed. I would never even consider voting for the representative. Never. But how many divorces or relationship stories maybe you were a part of? Maybe you witness, maybe you read about, where it gets incredibly ugly. And sometimes those allegations are 100% accurate. They just are. And other times, it's so heated and you're so angry, you're exaggerating. You just are. Let's not forget, there's a child who is also reiterating that he had been punched, slapped, choked. And again, part of what the ex-wife said, Jeff slammed me up against the wall. He had me pinned to the wall, all went at me. The only thing I could do was spit in his face. For some, they might say, because I don't know what really happened, some might say, even if they're Republican, that I wish we had a different candidate. If it's true, again, I'll reiterate, and I would hope most people would say this. I don't think most people would, but they should. If it's true, never ever. But if it was resolved disorderly conduct, and again, I'm not condoning that. That's a significantly lesser charge than if true, if they could prove in court what Dot Seth would have faced. It would have been a lot more. And I think for me, and I want you to comment after this last point, Chris, too often it's on my team. Well, it was resolved as early contact. On the other team, I believe the allegations all the time. But then when it's on your team and there are allegations which may be just as bad, close to as bad, or worse, wow, it's how they resolved it. It's difficult. And guess what? As a talk show host, what are you told? Come out, hot take, grab them, and be definite. I don't know in these cases. Because I'll say for maybe a fourth time, if I believed and knew for a second that these charges or allegations in this case were absolutely true, I could never vote for anybody. I would separate friendships with people. I would be done with them.
There's a moral line.
There's a moral line. But sometimes in the extraordinary tense moments of divorces, things are said, which, by the way, might be true or they might not be. So how do we determine this outside of just, hey, I'm a Democrat, so he's got to go, or I'm a Republican. Guess what? The charges were lowered, so I'm totally fine with them.
It does seem like there are some inconsistencies when certain confrontations are brought up, depending on political party, because you hear some of them, and then some of them, it's not really that big of a deal. If this was 14 years ago, and everything that happened and everything that, you know, we're being told happened, documented, is awful, but then it's also a disorderly conduct. Like, it doesn't jive to me that it would have been more serious. Like, the charges would not have been just a disorderly conduct and boom, that was it. Plus, we're talking about something 14 years ago. And, I mean, people change, people evolve over the course of time. I don't think any of us were the same people we were, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And for those that have been through divorces, like a lot of us have, it's hard to explain. And physicality is never an answer. Physicality.
Never.
Never.
Zero.
Never an answer. There is intense emotion, and there are times where you're doing everything that you can just to hurt the other person in that moment. But physicality, no matter what, never, ever should be tolerated.
All right, what do you want to say? Because Chris raises some interesting points, too. Some might say Chris is right. This is 14 years ago. Judge the person. What's happened since? Others might say, nope, not for me. These allegations are so significant, so serious, no way. Again, I think a lot of us, we had fun with bad breakups yesterday. There's no fun in this at all. There are bad breakups, whether it's divorce or not, where sometimes there's a lot of filth thrown, and you might look back at it a day later, a month later, and say, my God, what was I saying? Why was I saying that? But also, there are times you look back a month and 3 months and 6 months later, and you still believe 100% it happened, and you think, I'm glad I said that. I can't believe I went through this. So what do you want to say about this outside of the fact it cannot just be he's on my team or he's on the wrong team? That isn't enough. And there is hypocrisy constantly on these stories, consistently. The complications of how you judge something, passionate divorces, angry divorces, lesser charges off horrible allegations, what the bar should be. Is the bar so high for certain you say, no, this person's disqualified? Because they could find other Republicans, but does the person automatically have to go away just because of allegations? Because there have been Democrats. Let's not forget Keith Ellison and charges against him and what's going on with Senator Nicole Mitchell and John Thompson. So we've witnessed when the parties play games when it's their person. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Phone calls, text on this one. Chime in moments on CCO. All right, we're talking about Representative Dotseth running for re-election. And the information now coming out, allegations of violence during a divorce, violent allegations from his then-wife, now ex-wife. The charges were dropped notably, and this information has come out. There's even more that you can share about it. At one point, during the divorce case, there was notice that they intended to introduce during trial a 911 call, audio and transcript statements made by the ex-wife and the daughter she shared with Dotseth, and redacted squad video and audio. Again, related to the allegations of violence. Prosecutors charged Dotseth with misdemeanor domestic assault, according to court records. 9 months after he was arrested, he pleaded guilty to this reduced charge of disorderly conduct. Sentenced to 90 days in jail, but it was stayed on the condition He remained a law-abiding citizen for a year, which he did. He was ordered to complete a compassion workshop and comply with the order for protection until it expired. So, again, not to the level of a charge that he would have faced concerning all the allegations of abuse, but again, at one point, 90 days in jail. They had enough proof on the disorderly conduct for 90 days in jail, but as happens often, you don't serve it if you live up to good behavior. So again, in the he said, she said component, clearly the state decided they couldn't prove it to a certain level, but they could prove it to one point. And the allegation or the belief that they could prove the charges was strong enough that it was the potential of 90 days in jail. Is it just for you again? Hey, my team, it's been too long. Or my team, we should find somebody else because even the disorderly conduct is too much for me. You also might say it's been 14 years. He served his time, which in this case wasn't any time, and look at how he's handled himself since then. What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226. Plenty of text coming in. The only part of the Republican's story that I believe that his ex-wife was spitting at him, and it was in self-defense. I get it, how a lot of people are just going to hear these allegations. And they are very, very concerning. And they're not even going to go to the disorderly conduct thing and say, that's enough for me. I'm out. More text. I'm not a big fan of Republicans of late. That said, if the only conviction was for disorderly conduct to me, it's literally case closed. I've also seen Republicans talking about the burglar. Then the more you hear about the story, you realize it was headed towards a misdemeanor, you know, tied to the medical story. I agree with Chad's points. There's a hypocrisy on both sides, and I'm frankly quite sick of it. More text. What happened innocent until proven guilty? Okay, on the most serious charges, for a variety of reasons, Chris, and we don't know all of them, they did not go there. And disorderly conduct is below that. It's still a conviction of disorderly conduct involved with your then wife, now ex-wife, involving violence. And it was a sentence of 90 days in jail. The entire thing was not dismissed.
No.
Now, the 90 days in jail was stayed. And so that's where I think even individuals who are Republicans might say, if I want to say that was a long time ago, it's the passion of divorce, who knows what's really true? Well, some level enough was true of violence and conduct. If I just want to use the word conduct, where was the potential of 90 days in jail? And is that disqualifying for them? And I think for some, it would be.
For some, it is, but I think in today's political climate, I feel like there may be certain lines that for some of us, it's like, this is it. There may be others that's like, yeah, this happened, but it was so long ago, but it wasn't as, you know, it was stayed, or it wasn't the misdemeanor that it was, you know, going to be. So I can look at it a myriad of different ways. But I do think at the end of the day, there was enough there. Like you said, Chad, it's not like they found him completely innocent.
Yeah.
But I am a big believer of, okay, that happened then. Has he kept his nose clean? Has the individual in question, regardless of party affiliation, have they made themselves a better individual today than they were at that point in time? That's kind of what I go off of.